Thomas Bilney had tried everything that could be bought from the priests. He had worried his body and mind in an effort to save himself. But finally, Bilney was saved through Jesus Christ alone. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and you labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself with fatness. The soul of Thomas Bilney was now fat with delight. He told his friends how his heart had been changed and the verse which God had used to awaken him. I also am like Paul, and more than Paul, the greatest of sinners. But Christ saves sinners. At last I have heard of Jesus. Bilney had recently been ordained as a minister, and now, with his heart awakened to the solemnity of his calling, he renewed his vows of ordination and made this prayer to God. O thou who art the truth, give me strength that I may teach it, and convert the ungodly by means of one who has been ungodly himself. Thomas Bilney led his friend Thomas Arthur to Christ. Arthur and Bilney converted a priest by the name of John Lambert, so that in spite of the best efforts of Cambridge University to prohibit the study of the scriptures, hearts and lives were being changed across Cambridge. These Christians met near the colleges at the White Horse Inn, a place made suitable by a small postern door which allowed the men to go in and out unobserved. Thomas Bilney, Thomas Arthur and John Lambert attended, bringing John Thixtall, Matthew Parker and George Stafford with them. One of the more illustrious members of the circle was the master of the Augustines, Prior Robert Barnes. The prior was famous for his lectures on classical authors like Terence and Cicero, and drew large crowds on a daily basis. It was by God's providence that in his role at the university, Prior Barnes examined the student George Stafford in divinity. It must have been an exam unlike any other, for as Prior Barnes heard the testimony of his student, the prior himself was converted. Many more came to the White Horse Inn, of whom we know Richard Smith, William Paget, Edward Crome, Nicholas Shaxton, John Rogers and Miles Coverdale. When he was in Cambridge, William Tyndale joined the meetings, and so did John Frith. With Martin Luther's increasing notoriety in Germany, it is not surprising that the pious group of Englishmen were nicknamed Germans, and that the White Horse Inn became known as Germany. But Thomas Bilney had not been influenced by Martin Luther. The Spirit and Word of God alone had caused the seeds of salvation to grow in England, and although subsequent events would justify our calling these godly men reformers, these Englishmen did not meet with ideas of reformation of the Church, but of themselves. They gathered together as newborns in Christ for prayer, fellowship and comfort. These moments of earthly paradise at the White Horse Inn paint a touching scene of calm before the storm which would crash into the lives of so many of the members. In the 16th century, with the scriptures locked away from the hearts of men for so many years in England, the priests were far less concerned about their duty to Christ as much as their duty to the Church. Many knew nothing of salvation themselves. They were just adept at following rituals and enforcing the power of the Church upon the people. In this context, it is understandable that a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, one who not only spoke but believed and acted according to his profession and the scriptures, would make enemies of such priests. Those who did not know the Word of God took great offence at the preaching of young Thomas Bilney. On one occasion, a priest could not contain his anger at Bilney's presentation of salvation through Christ alone. Thou, who for 60 years past hast wallowed in thy lust, like a sow in her mire, dost thou think that thou canst in 1 year take as many steps towards heaven, and that in thine age, as thou hast done towards hell? Bilney responded, Does not this priest tell us, Christ will not save thee? Alas, for so many years that this deadly doctrine has been taught in Christendom, not one man has dared open his mouth against it.